From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. The St. Louis region is about to rekindle a debate over whether to merge St. Louis City and County. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports on the formation of what's known as the Board of Freeholders.
The Municipal League of Metro St. Louis turned in their final signatures Monday to establish the Board of Freeholders. That 19-member body can propose a plan reorganizing St. Louis and St. Louis County and give city and county voters the final say over adopting it. St. Louis County Executive Sam Page and St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson will appoint 18 out of the 19 members of the board. Crewson says more than 100 city residents have applied over the past few months.
I want a diverse Board of Freeholders. And when I say diverse, yes, I mean racial diversity, but I also mean age diversity, and I mean geographical diversity.
The year-long planning process will begin later this year at St. Louis City Hall. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
A suburban St. Louis-based company is offering free test preparation classes for high school students in the wake of the college admissions scandal. Clayton, Missouri-based Varsity Tutors said today that the online classes seek to help prepare students for the ACT or SAT college admissions exams. The program is open to students across the country and offers 25 hours of live instruction plus practice exams. Missouri Governor Mike Parson supports the initiative, and St. Louis Public Schools will be streaming the test preparation classes live in classrooms. In the news release, Parson's office said the program will be provided at no cost to more than 267,000 high school students across the state. Curbside recycling collection is canceled today due to a staff shortage of 22 employees in the City of Columbia Solid Waste Utility Company. 9 job vacancies, 9 workers absent due to injuries or illness, and 4 workers who are unavailable for different reasons account for the labor shortage. Currently, the city is turning to temporary labor services to minimize the impact of the staff shortage. City of Columbia spokesperson Brian Atkinson says the city is working to get the collection crews up to full force as quickly as possible.
We certainly apologize to our customers, and we know this is an inconvenience, and we're doing everything we can to pick up the trash and the recycling as best we can, and you know, doing that with our workers that we do have and using our temporary services as well.
An initiative to increase pay for solid waste workers is scheduled for discussion at tonight's Columbia City Council meeting. There may be a ceasefire, but the economic border war involving the use of incentives to lure drugs across state lines in Kansas City isn't over. The Kansas City Star reports Missouri officials plan to award $62 million in incentives to the Overland Park, Kansas-based financial firm Waddell & Reed. The incentives come through the Missouri Works program, which offers payroll tax withholdings or tax credits in exchange for growing or retaining jobs. The announcement comes a month after Kansas and Missouri governors celebrated an end to the use of tax incentives to lure companies across state lines. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News Columbia.